All right, so you thinking about taking your e-commerce business global, huh? That's awesome. But before you start shipping all over the world, you gotta protect what got you here in the first place.
Your brand.
Exactly, your brand. So we're diving into trademarks today, especially for those of you selling in the US, China, Canada, and the UK. You know those major markets? So think of this as like your crash course in brand security, worldwide.
You know, it's interesting how many businesses don't realize that trademark protection is really territorial.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what might protect you in the United States might not be enough overseas.
Ah, so it's not as simple as just getting a US trademark and calling it good.
It can get pretty complicated.
Yeah.
For instance, a lot of entrepreneurs are surprised to find out that China uses a first-to-file system.
First to file. What's that all about?
Well, let's say, for example, you've been selling your product in the U.S. for years.
Right.
You haven't registered your trademark in China, though. Someone else could come along, register your brand name there first.
Oh, no.
And just like that, you're locked out of a huge market.
Wow, that's kind of scary. It's like someone's squatting on your brand's, digital real estate in another country.
It happens more often than you think. And it's not just China. Canada and the UK also use first-to-file systems. So even if your brand is well established here in the US, you need to think ahead and protect it internationally.
No. Okay, so there's definitely a sense of urgency here. So walk me through this. What are the very first steps someone should take to protect their brand, especially here in the US?
Well, your starting point is the US Patent and Trademark Office. Registering your trademark with them gives you protection across the entire country. And you'll have the legal backing to enforce your rights if you ever need to.
So it's like establishing a home base for your brand, but legally speaking.
Exactly. When you register, you get nationwide rights. You can take legal action against infringement, and it puts everyone on notice that you own this brand. It's a seriously powerful tool.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So I've got my US trademark secured. What's next if I want to go global?
If you're thinking internationally, you should definitely look into the Madrid Protocol.
Madrid Protocol. Okay, I've heard of that vaguely, but remind me, what is it exactly?
Basically, it's an international system that lets you file just one trademark application. And with that one application, you can designate protection in over 100 countries.
Wait a minute, over 100 countries with one application. That sounds amazing. How does that even work?
Instead of filing separately in each country, you just file one application through your home country's trademark office. So in your case, it would be the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And then you just select all the countries where you want protection. It streamlines everything and can save you a lot of time and money.
That sounds incredibly efficient. Are there any country-specific things I need to be aware of, even with this Madrid Protocol?
Always do your research. Each country has its own specific rules, like they might have language requirements for your trademark, or you might need to prove that you're actually using the trademark in commerce. Understanding those details can prevent headaches down the line.
All right, so US trademark first, then the Madrid Protocol if I'm going global, and all the while doing my homework on each country's rules. Got it. But trademarking is only one part of building a brand, right? How does it all fit together?
Think of your trademark as the cornerstone of your brand identity. It's not just about legal protection. It's about building that recognition and trust with your customers.
So it's like the face of your brand, right? The thing people see and immediately connect with your products or services.
Absolutely. A strong trademark helps you stand out from the crowd, especially in a marketplace that's so crowded. When customers see your logo or brand name, they instantly know what to expect, and that builds trust. And that's super important online, where first impressions are everything.
Right. It's that feeling of, oh, I know this brand that makes people feel more comfortable buying from you, especially if they're in a new market and haven't heard of you before.
Exactly. A registered trademark tells them that you're serious about your business, that you're committed to quality. It shows that you're invested in your brand's future.
So it's not just about protecting yourself from copycats. It's about building a strong, recognizable brand that can compete on a global scale. This is making me think about my own branding in a whole new way.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
And as we dive deeper, we'll explore how trademarking can really become a strategic asset for your e-commerce business. It's going to help you grow and succeed in those new markets you're targeting.
Okay, so we talk about how important it is to get that trademark secured. But I'm curious, like, how does that actually help an e-commerce business? What are the real benefits? Does it really make that much of a difference?
It makes a huge difference. It's not just about the legal stuff. It's a tool you can use to grow your business and increase its value.
Okay, so like how, give me some examples.
Well, a registered trademark, it really strengthens your brand recognition.
Yeah.
The online world is massive, and having a distinct trademark helps you stand out. It's like a visual cue that customers use to instantly connect with your products and what your brand represents.
So it's like when you see the Apple logo, you automatically think of sleek design and cutting-edge technology. It's more than just the name.
Exactly. And that instant recognition, it leads to trust and credibility, which are so important for online businesses. People are way more likely to buy from brands they see as reliable and authentic, especially if they're new to your brand. That registered trademark symbol gives them that extra bit of confidence.
Yeah, that makes sense. If I'm shopping online and I see two products that are similar, one has a registered trademark and one doesn't, I'm definitely going to feel better buying from the brand that looks official and well-established.
You got it. That trademark isn't just a symbol. It tells customers you're serious about your brand and that you're committed to quality.
Yeah, it's like the difference between a handwritten sign and a professionally printed one. The professional one just feels more trustworthy.
I like that analogy. And that trust turns into real results. A strong trademark helps you attract more customers, get partnerships with other businesses, and even investors are more likely to be interested. They want to see that you're protecting your intellectual property.
Okay, now I see the whole picture. Trademark builds recognition and trust. That brings in customers and investors, and that fuels growth. It's like a chain reaction.
Exactly. And as your brand grows, that trademark becomes even more valuable. It's a long-term investment that can appreciate over time, kind of like real estate.
This is giving me a whole new perspective on trademarking. It's not just a legal thing to check off a list. It's like a foundation for a successful brand, especially in the world of e-commerce where everything moves so fast.
You've got it. By protecting your brand identity, you're setting yourself up for expansion, innovation, and success in the world of e-commerce.
Wow, I'm feeling a lot more confident about taking my brand global now. I know I have the tools to protect it and use it to grow. But before we wrap up, I have one more question. What advice would you give to e-commerce sellers who are just starting out? When should they start thinking about trademarks?
Great question. My advice is to start thinking about trademarking early on, even before you launch your business. It's so much easier to secure your trademark before you've invested a ton of time and money in branding and marketing.
So even if I'm just playing around with names and logos, I should be thinking about trademark protection.
Absolutely. In those early stages, you're creating your brand's DNA. It's the name, the logo, the tagline, all those core elements that make you different. You want to make sure those elements are available and that you can actually trademark them.
That makes sense. It's like checking the foundation of a house before you build the walls. You don't want to run into problems later when it's way harder to fix.
Exactly. Do a thorough trademark search early on. It can save you from having to rebrand later on down the line. Imagine putting all your effort into building a brand and then finding out someone else already owns the trademark for your name or logo. It would be a huge setback.
Okay, trademark search is going on my to-do list right now. Any tips for choosing a strong trademark?
Go for something distinctive. Your trademark should be unique and memorable, something that really sets you apart from the competition. Don't use generic terms that just describe your products or services. Think outside the box. Try invented names or words that don't have an obvious connection to your products. It can make your trademark stronger and easier to protect.
So it's all about finding that balance between being creative and being strategic, a trademark that customers will remember, and that's legally sound.
Exactly. And remember, a strong trademark doesn't have to be complicated. It could be a simple word, a cool logo, or both. The important thing is that it captures your brand's essence and speaks to your target audience.
This has been so helpful. I feel like I'm getting a crash course in branding and trademarks. Are there any resources you recommend for entrepreneurs who want to learn more?
The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website is a great place to start. You can learn all about the trademark process, do searches, and even file your application online. There are also a lot of legal guides and online courses that go deeper into trademark law and strategy.
This is great. It feels like I have a roadmap now for protecting my brand and setting myself up for success, but I know this is just the beginning. Trademarking is an ongoing thing, right?
You're exactly right. As your business grows, you might need to update your trademark strategy, maybe expand your protection to new markets, or even register new trademarks for new products. It's all about staying ahead of the curve and adapting to the ever-changing e-commerce landscape.
This has been such an insightful deep dive into the world of trademarking. I'm feeling inspired and ready to take on the global market. I know I have the tools to protect my brand and make it grow. We've covered so much in this deep dive, you know, everything from like the actual trademark law to the bigger picture of what makes a brand strong. I feel like I came in knowing nothing about trademarks, and now I really get why they're important for e-commerce, especially when you're going global.
And that's exactly what we were hoping for. You know, it's not just about avoiding lawsuits. It's about building a brand that can last and compete on a global level.
So for our listeners out there who are ready to get started, let's go over those key steps for trademarking their brands one more time.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The first thing is to get that U.S. trademark secured. Registering with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. That's your foundation.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, hey, this is mine. Back off.
Exactly. And then if you're thinking about going international, look into the Madrid Protocol. That's the easiest way to protect your trademark in like over 100 countries with just one application.
That's got to save so much time and energy for businesses that want to grow.
For sure. And don't forget to do your research. Each country has its own rules about trademarks. Like some might have language requirements, or you might have to prove that you're actually using the trademark in that country. Doing your homework up front can save you a lot of trouble later.
It's like checking the local customs before you travel to a new country, right? You want to make sure you're following the rules.
Great analogy. And another thing, you don't have to do this all by yourself. There are experts and agencies that specialize in trademarks who can help you through the process, especially for international stuff.
Like having a local guide who knows all the shortcuts.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up here, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. As you're growing your e-commerce business, how are you going to use trademarking to protect your brand, but also to build a brand that people recognize and trust all over the world?
That's the big question, isn't it? Think of your trademark as more than just a legal thing. It's the face of your brand. It shows what you believe in, and it's how you connect with customers everywhere. Protect it, and it'll become one of your most valuable assets.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. We started feeling a little overwhelmed by trademarks, but now I feel empowered and ready to take my business global because I know I have the tools to protect my brand and build something truly special.
That's what it's all about. Your brand is your creation, your story. Go out there and share it with the world, with confidence, and with a registered trademark backing you up.
That's great advice. And on that note, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into trademarking for e-commerce success. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep building those incredible brands.